Now a legend in women's basketball, Shamiqua Holzclaw has been compared with Michael Jordan. She's a six-time WNBA All-Star. She was an Olympic gold medalist. But despite all the glory on the court, in her personal life, she's had her share of knocks. At one point, she was diagnosed with depression and later with bipolar disorder. These days, she's an advocate for mental health, and a film documents her journey. It's called Mind Game, The Unquiet Journey of Shamiqua Holzclaw. She talked about it with our regular host, Michelle Martin.
When did you start to feel that there was something not quite right?
Probably at the age of, I would say 9 or 10. I was really moody, temper tantrums, you know, high levels of irritability. And my grandmother noticed it, and she actually took me to a therapist.
And what did they say?
That I was dealing with the transitions in my life because my parents had separated and me and my brother went to go live with my grandmother. And, you know, just typical stuff youngsters go through. But it's been something that's affected my life from the day one, kind of.
You know, it's interesting. I want to just talk a little bit about that. Your childhood was not the easiest. Mm-hmm. I mean, both of your parents were alcoholics. Mm-hmm. You know, your father was later diagnosed as having schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you went to live with your grandmother. Mm-hmm. And at some point, so do you think it was a situation where people just figured, well, your circumstances are difficult, so there can't be anything personal or internal that you're struggling mm-hmm. with? Or was it because you were successful? I mean, at some point, people figure there can't be anything wrong with you.
Right. When I first came out to talk about it, you know, people were like, really? Like, you're depressed. They want to take it back to your childhood. I could have been depressed because it could have been something genetic. Like, my dad really had schizophrenia, and it could also be the pressures and the stress that I was dealing with. You know, the death of my grandmother. I've dealt with the instability as far as, you know, losing my parents, not physically, but, you know, them not really being in my life as they went through their, demons.
Actually, I'm going to play a short clip from a film about that speaks to that. Your grandmother knew that you were struggling, and this is the advice that she gave you.
She told me, hey, you go out there, you take out your frustrations and anger on the basketball court. Go out there and you can just be aggressive and intense, and that's exactly what I did. Basketball was like my therapist, you know. I would sit there a lot of times just by myself with no one on the court, just shooting, you know, just trying to forget about everything that was going on in my life.
Does that work?
Well, it works for a short period of time, and then of course it catches up with you. It caught up with me. Basketball was like my drug. It was like my coping mechanism. But after a while, if I'm not getting the professional help I need, it's just everything just blew up out of control.
Well, you know, to that end, I mean, at one point you said that for a while it seemed as though the worse things were in your personal life, the better you played. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like something that you sometimes hear artists worry about. They mm-hmm. worry that compromised mental health mm-hmm. is actually the source of their creativity. And I wonder, you can see how confusing that could be.
Oh, definitely. As I got older, I realized that, okay, something's not right, but I love this high. I love chasing this high. And when they told me I was bipolar, it all made sense. You know, when it's that, you know, smell of popcorn, go out there on that court, that's what I want to chase. And so when they told me to take the medication and made it medication numb that, I didn't like the way it felt. And so I thought it would really affect my play. And actually, it did. And I think that's a lot of times why I was like, okay, I'll take it when I'm not really playing. But once I get back on the court during the season, I don't want to take this.
Yeah, in 2004, actually, you came out and publicly explained mm-hmm. that you were suffering from depression. Mm-hmm. How did that go? What was that like?
It was like I felt relief. Because so long I've had so much guilt and shame. In sports, you're supposed to be strong, fierce, tough. I didn't want to be considered weak.
So what made you finally come out?
Honestly, I saw how this illness tore apart my family. I see how this illness is taking me on this roller coaster ride, and it's time. I need help. You know, I don't want to consistently be judged as this person that, you know, is all over the place. I just wanted to say, hey, this is what it is. Either you love me or you don't.
I was curious about something you said about how, you know, you've worked with kids and you also had the experience of people just saying, oh, this kid has a bad attitude,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you feel that that's a particular issue for African Americans. Are people more inclined to look for, say, you have a bad attitude than to think there might be something else going on?
When you're doing work in the inner city, when you have a kid that is showing behavioral stuff, issues, they're just like, oh, he's bad. and I'm like, it's not no such thing as like really a bad kid. It's something else going on at home. And, you know, when I'm doing work in the suburban areas, I can see a kid acting out, and they're always like, oh, they're just spoiled or something. So it's always like these thoughts going through my head. It's just like they're kids, you know, no matter what environment, there's something going on. There's always something. Peel back the layers, like, let's try to figure out what it is.
But on the other hand, mm-hmm. do you feel that perhaps among African Americans, there's still a stigma around addressing mental health issues?
Oh, definitely. We take it back to that old school frame of thought. What goes on in our house stays in our house. A lot of times, though, it's not that we don't want to get the help. It's the resources.
How are you doing now?
Oh, I'm doing great, and it's a blessing. I'm just great to be in this space. And repaired relationships. See, the thing is, when you're dealing with this type of illness, you fracture, like, friendships and relationships with family. And I was always running away because I was overseas playing basketball. So I was able to hide. And healing, you know, from my illness and trying to get better has also been mending these relationships, you know, with my mom and my brother and my close friends.
Former WNBA player Shamiqua Holdsclaw's film Mind Game, The Unquiet Journey of Shamiqua Holdsclaw, is available on DVD. Shamiqua Holdsclaw, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.